Blog Talk Radio.
Wait, hold on, wait. Legendary.
I'm more amped to send for a Dutch, Miss Callie. You got some cigarettes on the way?
We are back on air, honey, and we are working on our motherfucking fourth motherfucking hour of the show.
Y'all but I can't take it.
Been here since 5. It is now 2 a.m. in the morning, and we're going to be here to 3, Miss Thang. And if the show gets even hotter, Miss Thang, girl, we might have to get another hour. We might be here to 4, Miss Thang. And all you girls that missed it, you can definitely go download it tomorrow on the iCloud. And get the tea. How you doing?
I don't know about a fourth hour, honey.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I knew she was coming to see that. I knew she was coming. Okay, you carry it on with that. You're cutting the mustard, this thing.
Miss Kelly could do a whole end of the year recap for 24 hours.
Yeah, but you know what? It's over, though. Because guess what, girl? We could be on the show. They'd be sitting here. They ready to go at it. The treasure snatchers.
Oh, but wait a minute. I just said that. That was a cute idea. Why don't we do an end of the year recap show next week before New Year's? Not exactly on New Year's Eve. But what? Yeah, the Wednesday show. Instead of it being a positive topic, why don't we do a whole show next Wednesday, the 30th, about everything that took place in 2009? Exactly, Hey Poppy, the best of Tens and Chops, 2009 recap show, everything that took place on the show, in the ballroom, the best highlights, who slept with who fought who had who, best reading session, best everything.
I'm down, bitch. You know
the
I'm down. You know I'm down.
Came out. All of it.
Baby, yes, honey. We're gonna. Then you gotta do the countdown, Miss Thang. The countdown, Miss Thang. Which one was the best, Miss Thang? And then we're gonna. And that right before the show is over, the number one of 2009. Motherfucking blog talk.
And you know what? Exactly. This is why great minds work together. This is what part of the Viewer's Choice Awards is going to be, where you guys get to pick them. I want you guys now, since it's going to be a week soon, I want you guys to send in your emails. Don't do it by instant message because I forget. But send in your emails for 2009. Give us the top 10 or top 20 things that you felt in 2009 with the show. You know, like the best caller. Not even the best caller, because that's part of what the viewer's choice is going to be. Because we're going to acknowledge callers, people in the chat room, with awards and stuff like that as well. But just give us some highlights. You know, what was your best show? Best topic? You know, give us the greatest ones. You know, the top 10 of them, and we'll count them down for you guys next Wednesday for 2009, going into 2010. Like, one of the highlights for me was when Stuart and Kelly were reading each other on the show.
That was like Whitney Houston and Oprah Winfrey. That lady with Sky.
I think that was one of the best highlights then. I think that was one of the best ones.
But you can always go in the iCards and go back if you don't even remember what was going on. Because the show is always that interesting. Something interesting is always going on Tens and Chops.
Kelly?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Well, can someone call my mother Beverly? She don't want to be on. Where's she at? She better not be snatching nobody's treasure. See, all you got to do is say who's the person out today. Be up here.
Oh, baby, person matches. No, baby, to the person in the chat room, I'm not going through anything. I'm sitting here. Okay. You know what? Honey. Wait, hold on. What you call it?
Who's the snatcher of the
year? You know, I'm gonna be real with the girls, right? I'm sitting here and I'm going through outside of the ballroom scene, I'm going through a whole lot outside of the ballroom scene, and I have a bunch of health problems that I'm going through. I'm not going to get into details with it, but basically, I'm I'm losing my eyesight and my little visual a little bit, and I can't really see a lot of things that's going on my computer, so that's why it takes me a long time to get back to the girls with the I am, and when Miss Ebony's working the switchboard, she has to make everything really big for me to see because I can't really see the computer that much and everything. It's a lot going on. And as time grow on, you know, I'll talk about the details as it goes more into it, if it gets to that point. But that's what's going on with me. But I'm not going through anything. How you doing? I'm being real with y'all. What's going on?
Hi. We are the Treasure Snatch. Where's, so what happened? We have to finish getting it started, darling. Where's Whippy and the contenders? What's going on?
He said he called him back, Nani. He was on the green phone in the other bedroom. He said he called her back in. Ernie, he said he is calling in. He said he's gonna give it to you.
Where's Whoopi?
Whoopi right there.
Don't Miss Kelly.
I don't
Miss
see
Kelly.
Her on hold.
Oh, no, she's not on. She said she's not on.
I strongly suggest you not
Whoopi.
Influence your son.
I'm not influencing anybody.
The
11 inch king is in the room. How you doing, 11?
Hey, 11, what's he? Oh, why are you saying goodnight, Trophy? Why are you telling him night?
11 must be going to bed.
Whoopi.
Hello?
Yeah,
okay.
All right.
Yeah, you know her phone be doing shows.
I know that's right, A1. Hey, Poppy.
If anybody's on the phone line and you want to come and you want to chat with Mother, and you want to chat with the seer over the house, and you want to chat with the princess of the house of Mizrahi, feel free to press 1. How you doing? We here. We ain't going nowhere.
Well, you must have forgot, yes, but you do that. You just advertise your mother, your overseer, and this and that, and Nicole, or the individualizer by myself. You see?
I said if you want to chat with mother, and you want to chat with the overseer, and if you want to chat with the princess, you was the overseer for the house of Icon.
The princess or something. Somebody says that I want to be the captain on the treasure snatcher versus the treasure holders. I'm going to fuck that up. Who said borrowers? Somebody said borrowers. The treasure holders. That means that they are holding on to somebody else's treasure.
Kelly, you said something that Charles is supposed to be coming on?
Yeah, I thought somebody said that Charles, they told me that Charles was supposed to be calling in.
Yeah, what happened to Charles? I was good to see Charles. I haven't seen him. It was really nice to see Charles. You know what? The awards board brought a lot of people from our past, Kelly. If you really gagged. I gagged to hear Kenny on. I said, Jasmine, I stopped in the back. I know that voice. I know that voice. And I turned around, and it was Kenny on the mic. That was an honor.
Whoopi, we can hear you.
Oh, but whoever said they want to be a captain of the treasure snatchers and the treasure borrowers, he looks, wait a minute. Who is that? Ooh. This is beautiful. Whatever happened to TJ Mizrahi? He was one of the, she's definitely going to be in the Choice Awards Board. I mean, your awards board. Where's he at? Mizrahi's?
TJ's in the process of moving.
Oh.
That's where TJ's at. He's in the process of moving, and, you know, and getting shit together. How you doing?
Oh, remember the Messy Maggie of the show? The original Messy Maggie?
Yes. Oh.
But whatever happened to why the Mugliers did not come? Is that true? Was only one Muglier there?
Stasha, mother. Do we have any callers? Is anybody on the phone line?
Nobody pressed one yet.
Oh, Miss Dane, they don't want to talk to me. I'm hurt, Miss Dane.
I know. All you got to do is say somebody's name. That's fine.
Oh, who they?
Call Selvin and see if she wants to come back on.
Yeah, get somebody here because say somebody's name. Well, I would love to speak to Milan Gassant, but I forgot he's not welcome on the show.
She's more than welcome. Anybody's more than welcome to come on the show. Miss Tang can come. Honey, call in. Miss Tang, feel free. The phone lines are open.
Oh, okay. Yes, it is an open line free. So where's Charles Kahn? Hello, the legendary one.
So when are you going to start this thing? No, Jasmine, for real. I'm be getting nobody amped and stuff and all that, and the people in the chat room.
It doesn't take me that long to work on this stuff because I have, like, a lot of stuff in my head. But just want to kind of get through the holidays and everything. And, you know, since I just came back from that trip, I don't plan on doing anything else for, you know, Christmas and New Year's. So I'm going to have a lot of time on my hands. So I'll sit here and, you know, try to break things down. And I want you guys, again, to send your emails over to tensofchops@yahoo.com with any suggestions, categories that you may want to see, voting processes that you may want to take place, winners that you may, you know, want to see us acknowledge. You know, like I hear people saying best reading session, best tea spiller, you know, little things like that. I think those would be kind of cute as well. Again, these are things that Kelly and I have talked about before. So, you know, just little things like that, and I'll just kind of analyze everything. But the majority of it will be acknowledging what you guys see at balls now. You know, who is your best runway performer for a male, for a female figure? Who's your best Vogue femme, your best twister, your best face, the best ball you've been to, what house, you know, was the best, gave you the best this year, you know, just little things like that. Who was the shadiest butch queen, the shadiest femme queen, you know, little things like that, your best commentator, you know, just basically breaking it all down, into not a whole bunch of them, you know, not 100 different categories. We're not going to do that, but we're just going to take time to acknowledge the highlights of every ball that took place this year, not just in one area, not just in one region, but throughout the whole country, you know, and have you guys take the time to vote. Again, you'll only be able to vote one time, you know, for your, you know, per your IP address, so we'll just kind of figure it out all together and stuff and figure it out and see how it goes and stuff. So I'll work on it. Kelly's a big help, you know. We'll figure it all out.
Oh, my God. I can't even win Shadiest Femme Queen. Because I have definitely been the Shadiest Femme Queen up here. Bitch, don't get no shadier than Mama. I know Miss Nicki Minaj. Honey. What's going on? Why nobody not talking no more?
Listen, that's all I do is
talk. You go into the second hour and everybody gets quiet.
I was talking to the really cute butch queen on the IM that I'm trying to get a closer picture, pick at the picture, you know? He wants to be the captain of the Treasure Snatcher team, and I'm trying to get in. Mm-hmm.
Did anybody call Selma to see what she was doing?
I don't have my cell phone. It's being occupied. So, Kelly, why don't you call? Whoopi, call. But why is Ayanna allowing Kobe and people to be whopping and flopping and dopping, and she's just sitting there?
First of all.
Oh, you right there, Ayanna? All right. Hey. You right there, Ayanna? You're not going to speak? Really? You quiet? You're not allowed to talk on the show either? Oh, you fell out. You fell out. I guess Ayanna Milan is not allowed to speak. But we know that she definitely listened. This is the Yogi Bear.
Oh, she said call her.
Call Selman, Jasmine. Put Beverly on the phone. She takes me back to Elks Lodge. When the boys was really starting at 4 o'clock in the morning. They don't start. Oh. Hi. Hey, what's going on? Thank you. I was gagging. I just sent your son to get me a blunder.
Are we getting Miss Velvet on the line?
It sounds like y'all all in the middle of doing something.
We're not in the middle. We waited for Miss Helvin to get on the line, Miss Thang. And I wanted Miss Ayanna to say something, but she's not saying nothing. Sitting over there next to Miss Brianna, Miss Thang, with that 18 inches of blonde hair and that Chinese bang, Miss Thang.
Well, I do want to say y'all all remember. I don't have to say it because y'all remember, but remember Icon Ball?
Oh, God, my older daughter just came in the building, Miss Thang, and she's all Kobe right now. Coco's in the building.
Hey, Coco.
Coco's in the building, right? Nicole.
Thanks,
Kobe. Kobe.
I can't believe what this boy just told me.
That boy must have got dick. That bitch is cute.
He's cute, but he's who's that?
Hello?
Oh, hi, Beverly. Where did you go? I hope you wasn't snatching nobody's treasures or holding it.
No, I finally went to court, and we won the case, so I'm very happy.
At least you won the case.
Yeah, I went to Supreme Court with it, and, you know, justice was served.
Okay, so could you find out what happened to Charles Kahn? Because, you know, the legend was supposed to be calling in, and I want to know, you know, what happened.
What happened with what?
With Charles calling in.
Oh, my partner in crime is probably, you know, leaving the courthouse now. So I guess when you get a chance, he'll, you know, take time to call you. But there's no need to talk about that case anymore. That case was thrown out and dead and, you know, it was guilty. And he came out winners. I came out a winner, so.
Oh, so the verdict is in?
Yeah.
Okay, I know that's right.
Guilty
as charged.
Attempted murder, robbery. Yeah, guilty.
Mistake. What is going on, Mistake? We have just got so. Hold on. We got a caller 678-201. You're on the air. How you doing?
Hey.
What's going on?
I'm back.
Ooh.
Ooh. What was that?
It's Anthony.
Oh, the treasure snatcher. Yeah, the treasure snatcher. What's up? What's going on? Well, you said that none of it was true, but your mother didn't want to get upset and spill the tea, so, you know. My mother didn't what? Didn't want to spill all the tea, but she knows that you were lying.
I wasn't lying. Nicole, you don't know, like, for real, it's not saying I wasn't lying.
And that's what your mother said. She said she did not want to have to go off into tea, right?
She was talking about something else.
Oh, shit. You're very good. Selma, you should have him on your case sometime. I'm pretty sure the judge would believe it.
Hold on.
Treasure snatcher.
I keep saying he's not a treasure snatcher.
What is he?
He's a treasure borrower.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. He's a renter. He likes to rent out.
I know what that means. That he's a treasure holder.
Yeah.
Ooh. He's a back tooth. Yeah. I'll look in a minute.
Hey, Seven.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, Seven.
That was Mike.
Which guy?
Mike Icon, the twister.
Hey, brother.
Oh, my God.
You get your fame, honey, in Chicago, bitch.
I can go in.
I'm going to fuck Mike up.
No, not at all. No. It didn't sound like that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Girl. Child, it's for the last hour and a half, been saying I have four energy, been saying the girls is just like down right now.
And please let's not forget the first week of January, Mariah's born. You know her grandfather's dedicated to her, Laura.
Yeah. Those are got on my Marc Jacob boots.
What's up, Mariah Redmond?
They muted me.
Those are popping around in the Marc Jacob.
You're not muted, treasure snatcher. You right there. We hear you.
She
Why would you call him a treasure snatcher? Yes, yes, man.
I didn't call your name.
Oh, I thought you said Kelly.
This is Mike Icon telling you cooking tomorrow. I'm coming over.
I cook tonight. I made steak and mashed potatoes and sweet peas tonight.
Oh, you got me a plate. I'm coming.
Yeah.
Mike, New York.
I'm cooking for a hotel.
I'm hopping on the 2 train right now.
I'm not
you
cooking. Ayana Milan is cooking tomorrow. She's making Cornish hens tomorrow and baked macaroni and cheese and corn.
Hold on, we have
another caller. 407-692. You're on the air on Monday Night Madness in our third hour in the Tosh Show. How you doing?
What's good? I'm just calling to wish Scooter happy birthday. Hey, Scooter, happy birthday, boy.
Happy birthday, Scooter. My fucking ass. I wanna wish my son, Rock 007 a happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Rock. Mother loves you. How you doing? Honey, yes. You gotta give all my Capricorns a birthday shout out.
Mike, I'm over you.
Oh, that's it.
Oh,
we gotta talk about that one.
Hello.
I wanna give a shout out to my daughter Ayana Milan. She's a Capricorn. I wanna give a shout out to CJ Garcon. He's a Capricorn. I wanna give a shout out to Joel Mizrahi, Cody Mizrahi, Foxy Milan, Tasha Milan, all my Capricorns for this week. Happy birthday, son.
Thank you, Ma.
Yes, you're on the radio show, and I just called her to wish you a happy birthday, and I love you. Okay. Honey, say hi to the girls. They can hear you. You on the show.
Oh, hello, everybody.
Yeah,
Jasmine
and Kool-Aid and Nicole and Whoopi and Kool-Aid said happy birthday. We all on the radio show. We in our third hour.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you for the love.
Okay, I'll call you later.
Okay, love you, Mom.
Bye. Yes, I had to call my son and wish him a happy birthday. But a big shout out to all my Capricorns who stay. Six of my 8 kids are Capricorns, and all their birthdays is coming up this week, starting with Rock. How you doing? Hello?
Beverly, you know today was Katrina's birthday.
Is Beverly there? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
You know today was Katrina's birthday, right?
Yeah, her phone is off, you see?
No, you got to call her house phone.
You got to text me her number then, because her phone is off. I don't have her house number. Listen, well, I know when it's Donna Summer's number. I mean, Donna Summer's birthday.
Okay, Donna Summer, darling. That was back in Bratz, darling.
Yes. This thing, if you can download the chat room, this thing too, bitch, it would be everything, bitch. Because these girls are maybe reading the chat room, honey.
But yeah, bitch, don't forget, Nicole, please text me that lady number because I want to wish my sister happy birthday because she was there for me.
Anthony's gone? Is Anthony gone? Calling
in? I'm calling my number.
Anthony's there.
I'm still here. I'm on the other line with Lil James.
Oh.
He's on the other line with MJ.
Lil
James, my best friend.
No, I'm sorry. We have to sound like MJ, something like that.
Hey, Toddy.
Fuck you, Mike. Hello.
Yeah.
They put me on mute.
Let's get your present, bitch.
And for all you quiz that's out there, Miss Thing, honey, and you looking for some credit, please hit me up. I saw Sephora credit. How you doing?
Miss Nicki Minaj, a trophy, allure.
Hold on. We got another caller. 312-662. You on the air on Monday Night Madness. How you doing? 312-662, you on the air. Okay, I guess not. Yes. All you girls that like perfume and makeup and all type of cosmetic products, and Basket. I have some federal credit. How you doing?
I'm pretty sure you probably got a whole big three or four big bags over there.
Baby girl.
Oh, you know that pain. Where's my niece, Miss Coco, at, though? Where's my niece?
I just have my house. Everybody got giving their money.
Went to the store.
Oh, because she breaks it up.
They just went to the store. We don't do it now.
Love you. Call me when you get home. Hello.
It's Nicki Hello. Minaj. You tell me that you want me to look natural at the ball.
Ladies and gentlemen, the icon himself.
But definitely,
Andre.
Oh yeah.
Is right.
What's going on, everybody? No, this is Spider, actually.
Where's the iPod?
Hey, Spider.
Hey, what's going on, America and everybody else? How are you doing? Oh, Kelly, I have to send you the pictures from when you walk the sex siren and have them on my phone.
Okay.
I'll definitely send them to you, but hold on here. Don't sign me. Hold on. Hey.
What's going on, iCar? We are here 3 hours into the show.
You be quiet, Audrey. Audrey, I said this thing earlier about people who are always arriving late. And I said that I didn't think that people who were not iconic or legendary had the right to be feeling it when you tell them to be at a ball at a certain time and they don't show up and they think that they are fab, that they come walking in 5 hours later. Well, you come coming through the doors 3 hours later through the show talking about, hey, that's iconic. See what I'm talking about? He just broke it down for y'all. Y'all got to get in there. We gagged that came on. We thought Austin wasn't going to be here till tomorrow. Look. Ain't that gag? I better get into that. I just said that. People don't deserve to do that. If Andre comes in the show 3 hours later, the beat come on, we just gag. Somebody walk in face, bitch.
Well, I'm on the road back home again.
You always on that damn road, honey.
I was actually sleep earlier when the radio came on. I was sleep out. Now I know I needed sleep before I got on the road, so I just let me go to
what
sleep.
What state you at?
I just started. I'm actually in Jersey right now.
But you're going to stop by and say bye, bitch.
Oh, that's Selvin. Hey, Selvin.
I won my cake.
You want your cake?
I won my case.
Oh, you won your case. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
You got to go no felony for you. That's cute, bitch. That's hot. So how was the radio all night?
It was a kiki.
Oh, my God. I just can't believe what happened to me. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, anyway, Andre, it was really, really, it was fun. It was going on. Who wants to give Andre the breakdown? Because I gave it to Beverly. Y'all got who want to give it to Whippy? Kelly?
Huh?
Hello, my computer back up. My computer just shut down.
What happened?
Y'all don't want to give Andre the whole full breakdown, but you got to be able to do it in a matter of minutes like I do it. You can't brief. You got to just go in here and figure everything else out. But
oh, girl, I can't do that. You're going to have to do that.
Yeah, Nicole, break it up. I like how you break it up.
Break it down.
Like your mother.
Okay, we came into the show quickly, fastly, and we talked about what I talked about a minute ago when I just told you about people complaining about people having to leave the ball at a certain time and they're not making it there on time, feeling it like they are a legend and an icon, like the way you just came into the building. Then they were also talking about the realness with the twist and how the icon and the Milans and the Garçon was in the building Saturday, but the Ebony's won Sunday, and they thought it was unfair that the Ebony's won when they were not. How could they be continuating something when they were never in it at all? They never paid their $30 to get into that building. Then they talked about the fight that myself, somebody in their head, I don't know, but shut down Jack's ball Sunday, and whoever it was, I guess they were part of the House of Cards. Selvin told them that they were out. Somebody told them that they couldn't, Selvin couldn't do that. James Kerr called the red phone, and it was confirmed. Selvin won her case. They are out. Then they were talking about the people and stuff around Kelly and how they hurt her feelings. Kelly took off for a little bit, Andre. It was very dramatic.
medic. She was going off about people and they how they sitting around, they use her, they abuse her, things that they don't see. Most of the people in New York City, how they make her feel. Jasmine came on periodically. She was talking about the new People of Choice Awards that she wants to, Abort Awards that she wants to throw, where the people actually get an opportunity to judge and pick who they feel should be the winner of whatever category there is. Then they were talking about Anthony, who I named the treasure snatcher, Andre, because he was at the ball kissing MJ, who MJ is going with Sasha, and Sasha wanted to beat him. Then, what else? Let me think. Is there anything else I missed out, y'all? I think I pretty much covered it all,
So that's the new one, the treasure snatcher.
The treasure snatchers, Andre. You better be wise of that. I'm telling you, I came out with it tonight, but the credit goes to Juanita Bynum, Andre. And if you like, look her up on YouTube, she has this ministry, and she talks about the treasure snatchers. And it, right now, it kind of goes with the gay situation because it's about like giving a ball. You got the people that's there reading, trying to take your glory, telling you this is not done, reading your trophies, reading this, doing that, what should have been done. They treasure snatchers. Anybody that's calling you that is not talking about your destiny is a treasure snatcher. Anybody that's running around sleeping with other people, men, because they cannot get in the bed with their own man is a treasure snatcher.
Oh my God.
Who's talking? Who called my name?
Go ahead.
Okay, nobody. Okay, anybody that's trying to convince you that you can't be on TV again because you are the icon that started it, they are fucking treasure snatchers. Be careful of the treasure snatchers. They sit right next to you, and they're your girlfriends. Sure. They here to snatch your treasure. And Anthony, whatever his name, Ebony, I don't know what house he in, but Kelly's son, Anthony, the makeup, is a treasure snatcher.
Go off.
Oh.
And that was the show.
Treasure snatcher. Don't forget,
They've been out for years, though. Right, Andre. It's just something, you're right, Andre. That's old. They've been out for years. Treasure snatchers. Kelly, Beverly said that maybe they don't snatch the treasures. They borrow the treasures, so we're going to call them treasure snatchers and treasure borrowers.
Bitch. I just want to borrow your treasure for a minute.
This is some motherfucking bullshit, you see?
You know what? I think I want to remix it. I think I'm just going to call him a bank teller.
No, you can't take away from what it really is. It's called the treasure snatchers.
I love the word treasure because it says it's so rich and it's much power there.
Everything that's yours, it's yours, it's you.
Yeah,
it's
so if it's yours, it's going to be a treasure. So.
Right, it's your stuff. Your dream, your man, your money, your stuff.
Yep.
Treasure snatchers, and they all around
us. But what happens if the dream is a lie? Because you be thinking that it's your real treasure and it's really not.
Well, if it's not your dream, you will know time and enough time that it's not your dream. We all dream about things that we think apply to us, but we will get the answer. So, I mean, it still don't end up that way. Anything you dream about, anything that you can see, you can have.
Can we call them the bank teller? You know, the ones that have you thinking that you are, they, you know.
Can y'all hear me? Anthony wants to come back on because he don't like the fact that you calling him a treasure snatcher.
Listen, I'm not going to sit on the phone and argue with Anthony. If he's going to come on and defend why I'm calling him a treasure snatcher, that's okay. But if he wants to come over and read, tell him, Kelly, and everybody else, I am not the one for it. He don't want to get into a reading session with me. And I don't even want to do that. I just called him a treasure snatcher because in a lot of situations, you always hear an Anthony and somebody's date. Or Anthony is fighting someone over a date, and there's always something with Anthony, so that's why I called him a treasure snatcher. Now, if he wants to defend that to me, bring him on, but if he's going to come for me, I'm going to say things so bad that y'all going to mute me, so I don't want to do that.
Anthony's back. Yes.
Now, girl, first of all,
I'm not coming for nobody, girl. So stop coming for me, girl, because I had slightly paid the situation. But I keep on hearing my name, and every time I click over with my best friend, Lil James keep on telling me that people keep on saying my name, girl. First of all, I'm not a treasure snatcher because you can't snatch anything that's not there, first of all. Girl, if they come to me, girl, I'm not snatching anything. I'm getting something. I'm receiving it, first of all. Girl, so I'm not snatching anything. And I don't have other people's men, so stop saying that lie because I don't have the girl's men. I have my own man, first of all, and I'm very happy with him. So just I wish the girls would just stop saying my name because I don't treasure snatch anything.
Well, it's really not the girls that are saying your name. It's really the call. But no shade.
Right. No, it's no shade. Don't you say one thing. It's no shade. One thing. You are a treasure snatcher. You are a fucking mess. That's the way I feel about it. My name is Nicole Anthony, and I'm sorry that you feel differently, but I also think that you are a mess. I also think that you are a troublemaker, but I respect you because you're my sister daughter. I mean, son. But the bottom line is that's the way I feel, like, and I watch you, and I watch the things you do, and respectfully, I do not like it. And if I choose to speak about it, I'm just going to do so because that's just me. I'm sorry.
Well, first of all, like, do you have some kind of personal vendetta or something? Cause
oh, absolutely
all,
not. I don't waste no time
thinking
about you.
The thing about it is, I'm not
I only hear
like
about
you
on the radio show. Nobody calls my phone and talk about you. You are never the topic in any of my conversations. I don't even know about you ever in my real life. But I hear your name on this phone, and I hear what you do, and I see what you do. That's the only time I ever hear your name is when it's talking about somebody or some date or Anthony said this or you and Miss Thing. Y'all just, it's always something. That's all, that's just always what I've just heard about you. That's it.
You don't know about me because I don't do nothing. First of all, anything that I do, I can back it up. First of all, I'm not scared of no bitch and I'm not ever pressed about none. Girl, if I do what I do it and I do it well. First of all, ain't nobody going to hit me in my mouth. Ain't nobody going to do nothing to me. I'm not a mess. I'm the average butch queen, first of all. Anything I do, just, I mean,
the average butch queen. This what you called yourself?
Average butch queen. Cause I don't
okay,
care.
I think
you can't. You don't know
minutes.
Me. You don't know me to call me a mess. First of all, you always talking about me. I heard that you said you gonna like me or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I really can care less.
Uh huh. Well, see, you know all these things then. You
right.
See,
so
I don't
I
even think
less.
That we should be having a conversation because
you don't know me to
I
like
I feel
you.
You
don't know me
to I feel you started messing with Jason and Kelly.
I didn't start with Jason. I didn't start it. I finished it. I didn't start it. I didn't start it.
Your mother could have told you I don't like her because I told her to watch out for you. Next. I
don't
say nothing that
like
I can't repeat.
Like I said, I don't start situations. I finish them.
Okay. Well, you know, I've never seen any really finished ending situations, not none as ending as mine.
I finish them.
Okay. All right, Anthony. All right. If you say.
Exactly. It's not to say I have
but,
the proof in the pudding.
If you say no,
it's
if you say what you say, it's okay.
I don't
when
start
I say what I say,
I finish
it's even better.
I don't start situations, I finish them. It's not what I say, it's the proof
oh
in the
oh, my God. Oh, God. Now you're sitting here telling me like you're acting like you're a battle cat.
The shade is, I never said I was no battle cat, but let me explain to you, I'm not no punk, I ain't never been no bitch, and I ain't never been no fucking punk, so girl, it doesn't matter. If any queen feel like they want to come for me, any queen feel like they want to fight me, or whatever, girl, they can get the mace, or they can get these hands. I'm not scared of no faggots.
Okay.
I'm not scared of no faggots. I ain't never been scared of no faggots. Bitch, please. Excuse me.
Okay.
A mess? I've never been a
okay,
mess.
Okay, well, you
either.
Just told the whole America that you're not
what
worried
mess
about
is,
it.
What
and
the mess, is, what
and
the mess is that you're sitting here talking about me on this radio show. You have nothing else
no,
to do with
no, 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 Treasure Santa. That's not a mess.
You keep,
it's
you keep on bringing my
it's
name
not
up.
A mess.
You keep on bringing
it's
my name up. So my
I'm not being messy. I'm just being
messy. That's
being
a mess. That's a mess.
And you're on the phone defending yourself.
But you have nothing to do. You have nothing else to do but sit and talk about Anthony. Well, Anthony's paying you.
Anthony,
and I'm on the
I
phone
never
with my best
think
friend
about
paid.
You, and you're on the phone now. And I really wish that you got off because you're not going to change America mind that you
it's
are
not
going to talk about
I will call
that
kid
and
you will stop putting my name
that.
In your mouth.
Even your mother
you
thinks
keep
that.
My name out of your mouth.
No,
I don't talk about
no.
You. Don't talk about me.
Shut up. You sound stupid. No, disconnect her. Tell me no. I don't give a fuck. I want to say it.
Girl, like, come on now. Get
girl, my ass.
Get real.
I've been real. Bill. Biller than your mother ever. I've been that. You, I say what the fuck I want to say. You better check my fucking record. Shut up. How are you talking to me? What are you talking about?
Why are you getting loud? Like, you're getting mad.
Because you sound idiotic.
Leave
it to me. I'm begging, Kelly, get your child, Miss Thing, before you start a tornado that you won't be able to fix, girl. I'm not the one.
Really?
Get out of here. What are you talking to me? You told me how you feel.
But
I told you,
you
how I feel.
Exactly.
And we respectfully understand each other. Nighty night.
Well, you gotta have friends. Friends that last forever.
Well, that beat was cute that came on. Like, bam, 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 bam. What,
yes.
What?
Let's
run a piece of my father's
toilet. Other girls, they can't talk cake.
Yeah,
it was a Starbucks call. I've heard it.
What
a piece of my mind will take. The other
girl, they can't
talk
take. No, you got to take it back. No, you got to take it back, Miss Thing. That was, it was a, hello, it was an old school. Yes. Let's just see what the stars are calling. I'm telling this to all I want. Someone hit my foot from the front, from the middle, and up the door. Ain't calling out anyone specific. Bring me a bit too fabulous. Bring me a bit too like to, bring me a bit too like to, like this. It's Beverly Card. It's Beverly Card.
Beverly,
I was sitting back thinking
I'm the one that cut the film in.
Well,
I'm the one you need to watch. I'm the one they cannot. Yes.
Mind you, this is what I was thinking about,
friends.
Mother. The other day, I was sitting here thinking about, Beverly, how you made up so many things off the top of your head, like Biggie Smalls. You know how they said that he wasn't writing it on the book and stuff like that? Beat you on the tray. We would be on the tray and stuff. Like, I witnessed her do this shit. Make up so many historical chants that my daughters be in here and they know every last
one
of them.
Wait,
hold
on. Hold on. Give them, Miss Ebony, give us a light beat, Miss Saint. The girls is living for me and Miss Kool-Aid commentating tonight, honey. Give us a light beat, honey. We got to do a little roll call, honey. How you doing? Guess who stepped in the building, huh? Guess who stepped in the building?
Oh.
Yes, sister, give us a light
beat. Who stepped for me to build the bitch?
No, you got to take us back, Wilma and Barney. I want to hear Wilma, Barney, Frey. Take me back, my
brother. No, you don't want the call, though. You got to do the icon. You got to get the icon, the legendary one, honey. The one, 6-1, where everyone goes. And they tell that boy to suck that dick, grab that grass, kiss that ass, tell the bitch to move your ass, you move to the right and you move to the left, and you tell the bitch you're out of sight. Wow, I know that's right.
Honey.
You all girl got a case, and you're serving that bitch from the face to your face, and you win that girl, because you know this thing. I won my game.
Boom. You got to do the misery.
Yes.
To the hip. Yeah.
Yes, you
that's
know,
a new one,
legendary, honey.
That's gonna be my new chant, honey.
Yes.
You know what I mean, Nicole? If you are the girl from face to face, and you know there's a girl, because you know this face, and you're feeling so black because you won your case. What I won.
Yes, honey. Mira, Ucenterita, where you're black or Puerto Rican. You can vote down to the ha, or you can vote down to the cha cha cha.
You see in the commentators, I like to give a shout out to all commentators and the ones that want to be commentators. Just know that you can never.
Oh, wait, mother, they want a treasure snatcher chant. Now you got to come up with that.
You want to get my golden gram. You want to call me, yes, I am. You want to feel like you are grand. Get out my treasure chest, bitch.
hold on, y'all. We got a caller. 347-272. You're on the air on Monday Night Madness in our third hour.
A treasure snatcher chant. Now you got to come up with that.
You got to turn your computer down, baby. You got to turn your computer down. You got to move away from your computer. Okay. We're going to try you one more time, 347, but you got to move away from your computer. 347-272, you're on the air on Monday Night Madness. How you doing? Okay, I guess not.
They liked it the way you started up that Treasure Snatchers chat, Tommy. I think that's going to be a cute one. You're going to make, yes, so I'm trying to snatch my treasures. Oh, yes, I like that one. Ms. Nicki Minaj said that she can go to sleep a lot happier tonight. You just chant it down. You are the chanter. I know you, because you are the chanter mother of the all chanters, bitch. I'm gagging. When we was young, you would make up things while we were voguing on the train, the cart, out of your head, like, and it would all go together like crazy, and you will remember it.
It's hard to get.
Nicki, you're back.
Oh, bitch, Felton, when I said I go the fuck off just now, oh, my God. Y'all are giving it to me tonight. Like, oh, my gosh.
Because they
want to
take your golden grab. They want to say, oh, yes, I am. They want to take your filming grab. I trust them, trust them, trust. Yes, honey.
Yes, we are chanting down tonight. We are the chanting sisters, honey. Yes, honey. We are the chanting sisters. The hip hop, the hip and the hip, the hip
hip
hop. You
don't
stop. The rock to the bang bang, boogie to up jump, the boogie to the boogie to the boogie to beat.
Now
what y'all hearing? It is not a fake. It's the real East Coast mother can lead. And I know all you up for female vogues ain't got nothing on me. Cause I take to my chair like my chair sub ass. 150 dips, nothing more, nothing less. See you haters, I pay you no mind. In fact, I'm a chant for you one more time.
I'ma fuck you up, Miss.
Miss Kelly, I think you're coming for me, girl.
I really just thought that too. Yes, she made that up out of her head too. That she's really trying to come for you. Like, okay, girl.
No. Actually, the shade is Nicole. The shade is Nicole. Kool-Aid has been getting me. Kool-Aid has been trying to get me to finish that chant for years, mistake. I wrote the whole thing down and everything and lost the shit, bitch. That was the first chant I ever made of my own mistake. I wrote the whole thing out and then I lost it, bitch, and forgot everything that I wrote down.
She's not lying. She started that at a U-Haul. That's what she was doing her own stuff.
Baby, my sister has been preparing me for years to get out there, honey. But, you know, I be paying it, honey.
She do. Yeah, I like to go shout out to all the commentators and all the ones that want to be. And one thing somebody needs to know that wants to do this, it's not only about chanting, it's more to that. So if you want to be a chanter, then you're not a commentator. But if you want to be a commentator, remember you have to love all like how all will love you. And then sometimes you have to be shady, so there's nothing wrong with throwing in the white towel.
You got to throw the shade like Thumbelina, Thumbelina, a little bit of this
Thumbelina.
And that. Thumbelina, that used to be
shade. You're so stupid.
Because if you knew who was Thumbelina, I just... That's an old joke. Because you know I'm stupid, because you know that's an old joke. Like, that's a shady shit.
And you know what, speaking of jokes, I like to, you know who I like to give a shout-out to, which I have not given a shout-out to? I know North Carolina and South Carolina, the ones that were there and the ones that came to that day, that time, at Danny's Ball. I'd like to give a shout out to Birthday Cake and her girlfriend. I know South Carolina, and I know North Carolina is falling out because they know who Birthday Cake is, and Birthday Cake is who she is, too. And her girlfriend, Goldman, bro. And Day-Day, if you're still in New York, I love you. And Mousy, I saw you this. Able to get a chance to speak. I love you.
Yes, but on that note, Miss Beverly, please tell the girls good night.
Well, if you want to solve your case and you want to get a best lawyer, come see me. Good night.
Okay. Miss Nicole, tell the girls good night.
I love all the girls. All the girls are kind. Beware of those treasure snatchers and those treasure holders. They are all around you. Be blessed. God bless you. And have a wonderful night.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see you tonight.
Whoopi, tell the girls good night.
Good night, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Jasmine, are you going to close us out after me? Is Jasmine gone? I guess Jasmine's gone. Okay. Well, I'm the legendary overall East Coast mother of the House of Mizrahi, Kelly Mizrahi. I love you all for definitely being here from 11 o'clock until 3 o'clock in the morning with us. We will definitely be back here tomorrow night. You never know what it's going to be. The topics flip-flop from time to time, so you never know what it's going to be or what it's going to motherfucking do. But whatever you do in life or whatever state you're in or wherever you at, please make sure you do practice safe sex and you do wrap it up. A condom can save your motherfucking life, or just don't have no sex at all. I love you all for loving me. Tune in tomorrow night, and I'll be here. Mwah.